Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is a Wednesday, October 8th. I'm so glad to have you guys here. Made it to the midweek point. A lot going on this weekend. Well, starting today, we've got the Aces playing. And then this weekend, NASCAR's in town. The Global Gaming Expo's in town right now. Like, there's a lot happening right now.
Golden Knights opening night.
Yes,
regular season tonight.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, it's just like a lot happening. How you doing this morning?
I didn't even know that's how much was going on.
There's probably way more that I'm missing,
for
too.
For sure. No, I'm good. Yesterday was a beautiful day. I love the weather cooling down during the middle of the day. It lets me take my dog to the park, and we walk there. So it's nice to get a little exercise walking from home to the park. And then I told you last week that our rice cooker broke. Remember?
Yes.
And we've had that rice cooker since our first apartment. So, I mean, like, almost 10 years now. So, it was kind of sad to see it go. We ordered one on Amazon literally right when it broke. We got a new one off Amazon. And it still hasn't come in yet.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I'm like, come on, Amazon. I'm so dependent on you being so quick. It broke, I think, Thursday night. Last night, Monday. I mean, Tuesday. Gosh, my days are all turned around. Tuesday. And then I'm like, it still hasn't come in yet. So we're waiting on dinner, trying to figure out dinner. We're like, screw it. Let's just get Chipotle.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's good. Maybe it has to do with the Prime days.
Maybe.
Yesterday, I went crazy on Amazon. I usually don't find very many deals on Prime Day. But I just thought, you know, out of curiosity, I'm going to look up a couple things. And then I got like into the beauty section and like all the beauty products that I use and some that I've been wanting to try were like 50% off. So I kind of went crazy. I just kept buying stuff and then I think of something. I'm like, I wonder if that's on sale. And I go and look and it is. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get that. So I ended up spending way too much money yesterday on Amazon. I had no intention of buying anything, but it's like, you see that one thing and then it says related products. I'm like, oh my God, I use that. That's normally $30. Why is it only 15 now? I got to get that. You know, it was crazy.
Yeah. So James and I are really like, we try to make sure that we're actually getting a good deal on Amazon Prime. So our Amazon Prime days. And what we did was 2 weeks ago, we really wanted this water pick. And that water pick was $30 2 weeks ago. And then it went up to $50 again, the original price. And then it went back to 30 again for the Prime deal. And I'm like, oh my gosh, should we get the water pick now? Because we missed it on the $30 deal last time. So I think that's going to be our next purchase is the water picks.
I think that we talked about this last week because sometimes they'll bump up the prices right before Prime Day so it looks like they're on sale. So yeah, I don't know. The only reason I know the stuff I got was really on sale is because I bought it before and
yes.
I remember the prices before. But water picks are great. I use mine. It's better than flossing in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of messy. And you got to figure out how to use it. But once you get the hang of it, it's not that bad.
Okay, because I've heard people love it. People hate it. People like use it all the time. So I think we're going to go with the water pick. And I love flossing with the tooth. What are those little green little picks?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about? I love doing those. So I'm like, I think I'm going to get used to the water pick. I'm going to start to love it. So baby, go buy it off Amazon.
I mean, seriously, you might as well right now, unless maybe you think you could wait until Black Friday.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
if you can hold out for another month and
True.
A half, you might be able to get a better deal. But yeah, it's rolling the dice. And that's 1.5 months less gum care for you.
Darn
so
it.
I don't know. You got to decide.
True. Yeah. Maybe me and James, it's like the rice cooker, the water pick. I don't know. We'll decide.
Yeah. There's so many options. I hate buying stuff for myself before the holidays. I really do. But if it's on sale, it's like, I have to,
yeah.
you know, I'm it's girl math. I'm losing money if I don't.
Oh,
so.
For sure.
Well, we've got lots coming up on the show today. Make sure you are listening 7:30. We've got your tickets to see the Jonas Brothers, giving those away with the Mega Minute. We have an early edition of Heads Up to get you to see the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. That's happening just after 6 o'clock. But right now, let's start the show. It is time. Have you ever had someone say something to you that was really harmless on the surface, but then it kind of took you into a spiral? I get home from work yesterday and my husband looks at me. He's like, hey, how's it going? And we, you know, the small talk. And he goes, you did your hair different. And I'm just like, huh? I like that's it. No, I like it. No, it looks good. Just kind of a statement of fact.
Yeah.
You did your hair different. And so immediately I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, it looks flatter.
Oh no.
It looks nice is what he said. First he said it looks flatter and then he followed it up with it looks nice. And so now my brain is like, doing backflips. I'm like, what's flatter mean? What the heck? Does it look bad? Do I look tired? Do I look like I gave up on life? Like, what is going on here? Now, for context, I only, you know, when you go to the salon and they do your hair up real pretty and
yeah,
it looks
the
nice.
Blowout look.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then when you do it, it's not the same. But I still thought it looked decent. You know, I normally my hair, I have some like pretty prominent curls. And this time when I washed my hair the other night, I just decided to just curl the ends. And so it wasn't as curly. So
okay.
I'll give him that. He, you know, maybe he used the wrong word, but I get what he was saying. So I was kind of going for that relaxed beachy wave kind of look. But apparently to him, it looked just flatter. So he's laughing. I'm interrogating him. I'm like, what do you mean? Does this look bad? Like, what's going on? And I go, do you like it more? Do you like it less? Or do you like it the same? Like, this is all because of one comment. I completely lost control. Has anyone ever done that before where it's like one comment threw you off? He goes, I like it the same. And I swear that answer haunted me all day long. It got to the point where I'd walk past him randomly and I'd be like, does my hair look weird? Should I go back to the old way? And he's definitely never commenting on my hair again. I can pretty much guarantee it now.
Poor Matt. He's like, I was just, never mind. He's like, I'm never going to talk about your hair again.
I don't know why it sent me into such a spiral. It's kind of like just those comments that you wonder about. Like if someone says, oh, you look cute today. And you're like, did I not look cute yesterday?
Today. It's the today part.
Yes.
Yes.
Like things like that. Little. Have you ever had someone make a comment that just threw you off? 702-364-9400.
Couple days ago, James comes home from work. I'm on the couch it's a Monday, and I'm just beat from the weekend. And he goes, are you okay? And when he says, are you okay? It's as if he's asking me, is there a problem?
Right.
Like, I translate that into, oh, there's something going on with her. Are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. Why? And meanwhile, I'm not fine. I'm totally exhausted. I just want to sleep. I don't want to talk at all. And he goes, you just seem like not yourself, like your bubbly self. I'm like, I'm fine. And like, I don't know. Is it okay to not be okay? Can I just be not okay? I feel pressured to be okay.
And when, if you say, no, I'm not okay, then it's like a whole nother conversation.
Yes.
So you're trying to avoid that. No, I've been there before. I totally get that.
I just don't want to say anything at all. I just want to say, everything is great, babe. Yes, I'm not tired at all. Like, yeah. I don't know how to respond to that.
There's no right way. That's the thing. Oh, we're getting so many texts. At least we're not like the only ones here. This one says, my husband told me your makeup looks different. I wasn't wearing any that day. Well, it's definitely going to look different. This one says, mine said, you look tired. I had just spent 2 hours getting ready. That's a worse. There's no reason to tell someone they look tired.
Never.
Absolutely none. This one says, my wife told me you smell like outside. We hadn't even gone anywhere.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning! Welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, October 8th. It is 6:04. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning. I was just going through some of my stuff this morning. I started reading this thread online where people are listing things that they just don't understand why everyone is obsessed with. Things like loud bars where you can't even talk, or sports betting, people that worship celebrities. Even Taylor Swift made the list on this one. Just, is there anything that you are like, why does everyone love that? You just don't get it. Do you have something like that? 702-364-9400.
I do. I don't understand. And maybe because there was a certain incident that made me just not like it at all, is prime rib. And it everyone loves.
I hate prime rib.
Oh, you do? Oh, we're together on this one. I don't know what it is. And maybe because all my friends love it, but there was a certain incident that happened here in town. We went to a buffet. I had prime rib and immediately got sick from it.
Oh, it's almost like it's raw.
Yeah, like it's too red for me. And
yeah.
So we went to go visit San Francisco a couple months ago. And then they all of a sudden were like, we got to go to this House of Prime Rib place. It's rated so high. I'm like, y'all can go. I'm good. I'm going to stay back. I'll eat my little Chinese food in the corner. I'm fine without prime rib.
Yeah, prime rib's interesting. I feel like that is something like maybe older generations are really into. Like my mom is like, we should go get prime rib. I'm like, what? They're like, oh, why prime rib? Like,
yeah.
It's so fatty to me. And yeah, it's really red. The only way I'll eat it is if I get an end cut where it's done a little bit more. That's the only way I'll eat it. But I'm with you. That is definitely something I just don't get the hype of. What is it for you? For me, I like, don't come for me, guys, on this, okay?
Okay.
I know people are going to be like, what? How dare you? But for me, it's breakfast food. My whole family, like, we went out to breakfast this weekend, and it was like it was a national holiday. Like, they were all like, we're going out to breakfast. Yeah, I love breakfast. Pancakes and waffles. And I'm there like, it's just like, it's so boring. It's like eggs, people. Like, I eat enough eggs as it is. I don't care for breakfast food. Why am I paying $12 for toast?
I feel offended.
I know. I knew I was going to rub people the wrong way when I said that.
You know what, though? I've never really taken you as a breakfast person.
No.
So I'm not really surprised by that. But there's something about going to breakfast on the weekends with your family. I don't know if it's like the food, but it's like going to a diner. The coffee is fresh. It's made and the bacon tastes different. Like, there's something about going out to eat for breakfast versus breakfast at home. So I don't don't know if it's just that nostalgia factor, but it's really, there really is something about going out for breakfast.
They love it. I am just like sitting there just cringing. I don't know. I'm not a breakfast person. Some texts are coming in. Jorge says, I don't get the appeal of brunch. Why are we just waiting in line for eggs and mimosas? I'm kind of with you. Like, brunch is kind of annoying. It's like eggs Benedict and like here's a chicken sandwich. It's just like kind of weird. This one says, I don't get sushi. I don't trust food that has never met heat.
Oh my God. Another way I'm offended. I love sushi. I love raw fish.
This one says, I don't get why people love Vegas pool parties. It's 115 degrees and I'm marinating in sunscreen and other stuff.
Ew. Yes.
Now those are kind of nasty.
I remember a group of my friends came to Vegas and they were like, we're going to the pool party. And there was the one person from the group in the pool. It's like, oh, dude, don't touch us when you get out of that nasty pool.
That is so funny. This one says competitive eating. I can't even finish my food without shame. And these guys are inhaling 70 hot dogs. I don't get that. And then this one says, I don't get breakfast either. Every restaurant acts like they invented eggs. And then, oh man, Steph, you're not going to like this one. Crocs.
How could you?
It says they are foam hooves. Stop pretending they're fashion.
Okay, I don't wear them with fashion. I'm not out here like pairing them with leather pants. It's a cute little way to go out in your little Crocs.
Hey, they're comfy. I'll give you that. But yes. Yeah, they're not cute. They're definitely not cute. But yes. Sometimes you go for comfort over cuteness, right?
Yeah, and it's an acquired taste,
exactly,
okay?
Exactly, exactly. Well, so much coming up on the show this morning. In just a couple of minutes, we've got an early edition of Heads Up for you. We've got tickets for you to check out the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. We also have Jonas Brothers tickets for you at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Dolly Parton's sister is backtracking after her emotional post asking fans to pray for Dolly caused a bit of panic. What she says she really meant when she asked the world to pray for her famous sister. That's coming up next in What's Trending. Dolly Parton is trending this morning. Her sister, Frida Parton, she says she is so sorry. She did not mean to freak everyone out after she posted an emotional note asking fans to pray for Dolly. It went viral. Frida just hopped back online to clear things up, saying, I didn't mean to scare anyone or make it sound so serious. She explained that Dolly's just been a little under the weather and she was simply doing what any worried sister would do, ask for prayers. Her first post, I don't know if you saw it, it had people all over the world just panicking, but now it sounds like things aren't nearly as serious as people thought. She said it was nothing more than a little sister asking for prayers for her big sister, which is honestly very relatable. But when I saw the original post, I was like, ah, please, prayers for my daughter. She's not, or for my sister. She's not doing well. And it was like, oh my gosh, not Dolly. I was so scared.
I was on the same page as you. When I saw the article yesterday, I was like, oh no, I hope Dolly's okay with everything going on in her life. And you know how like some posts are cryptic? Like you never know what's really going on in celebrities' lives. It's
yes.
Like they have health issues. Okay, what kind? Is it deathly? Is it cancer? Or does she have a cold? Like we won't know.
Well, it sounds like it was more on the cold side on this. I mean, I don't know. I'm just really glad to know that it's not as bad as we thought. As for Dolly, she is still taking some time to rest after she postponed her Vegas residency. She says she has to slow down so she can be ready for more big adventures. But if anyone was worried, Frida says no need to worry. She was just being a good little sister, and that is what's trending. All right, let's do it. It is time to win, time to play Heads Up, an early edition for all of you that are up this early. We've got your tickets right now, two of them, to the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet, a classic, and you are going to see it right now when you win Heads Up. Caller 20, you get to play, you get to pick your category, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you win the tickets. Caller 20 is in right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Lola. You are caller 20.
Thank you.
Good morning. I hear you have some help this morning. Your daughter, Mariah, in the car?
Yep. Hi.
Hi, Mariah. All right, ladies, let's do this. We've got a pair of tickets for you to check out Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. Pick a category. Do you guys want to go with pasta party, building blocks, or rub-a-dub-dub?
We'll do pasta party.
All right. National Noodle Day was on Monday. These are all foods that have noodles in them, okay? Some type of noodle.
Okay.
All right. All we need is 6 and 60 seconds. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
This and meatballs.
Spaghetti.
Yes. This is Kraft This.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yes. This is, you would get some of, it comes in a block and a packet of seasoning and you cook the noodles. Or you might go.
Ramen.
Yes. Yes. This is a Vietnamese soup that has noodles and an egg, I believe, some vegetables.
Oh, my gosh. Can we pass?
Yes.
I know what it is.
Yes. At a Chinese restaurant, this is their kind of noodles. Chicken blank blank. Yes. This is a, when you're sick, mom will make you a bowl of this to make you feel better.
Noodle soup.
What did you say? Say it one more time.
Chicken noodle soup.
Yes, yes, yes. This is like layers of pasta, sauce, cheese.
Lasagna.
Yes. Oh, you guys got it. Nice job. Congratulations.
That was good.
You guys did great. Yeah, we got you a pair of tickets to check out Romeo and Juliet, the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of it. That's going to be amazing. We skipped on one, the Vietnamese soup pho. Yeah, I thought of a good way to give you that clue, but I didn't think it was radio friendly. I don't want to get I don't want to get fined by the FCC this morning. So, yeah, congratulations, you guys. You know what I've realized lately? I think kids have way more homework than we ever did. Does anyone else agree with this? Do you have kids? Are they doing an abnormal amount of homework lately? 702-364-9400. I remember, like, you know, when I was in school, I'd finish my math worksheet, maybe read a chapter of To Kill a Mockingbird and call it a night, right?
Yeah.
And still I'd have time to get on the phone and talk to my friends and sit there and just do absolutely nothing. Now, every night after dinner, my daughter gets up from the table and says, I'm going to post up. That's like the phrase. She goes, I'm going to post up. And that's it. Gone. I never see her again. Until bedtime. Actually, sometimes I don't even see her at bedtime.
Really?
I don't see her until the next day. Yeah. I thought post up originally meant that she's going to like go on her phone and scroll or something. But no, she's like sitting there doing hours worth of homework at night. And
oh,
it's not just one subject. It's like projects and online assignments and group discussions. And then she has like her club stuff that she's doing. It's like, she's 16. Let her live a little before she has to do all this stuff. It's crazy. Is anyone else seeing that? I mean, between school and volunteering and sports, like this girl's calendar is insane. And I genuinely feel bad for her.
Is it because she's a junior? And I know people say the junior year of high school is the hardest, and with all the work that they have to do in preparations for college applications.
Well, she's not doing any of that right now. Like, she is doing the extracurriculars to put on her college application stuff. But I mean, I do agree, junior year is tough, but I feel like it's been like this for the past couple of years, ever since she went in high school. And it's like there's no downtime. There's no room to breathe. I don't know. Is she the only one? Because I don't know what's going on. Sometimes I want to tell her, like, you know what? Skip it tonight. Your mental health is like way more important. But she's handling it. She's not complaining about it at all. She's just like going to post up. And then I don't see her after that. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 just got this text. It says, no, my daughter rarely brings any homework. That's crazy. I wonder what it is. Is it
different schools. Is it a time management thing? Maybe she's not managing her time properly. I'm not sure. Let's talk to Jill. Hey, Jill, good morning. What do you think?
Well, this is actually Julie, my daughter. Yeah, I was taking AP classes my junior year, and it was the most amount of homework I've ever had in my life.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, my daughter takes AP classes. So you're every single night you have homework?
Oh, yeah. Hours.
Oh, hours? How do you deal with it?
Sometimes I don't get it all done, but I try my best.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that's a thing. Like, that's all you can do, right? And I always like say it's not that serious, but it is.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like, what's the priority here? Hey, hang in there. That is a junior year. Yeah, it is brutal. Let's talk to Natalie. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Are kids getting way more homework now, or is it just a time management thing?
It is ridiculous. I mean, my daughter has hours of homework. I make her take a break when she gets home, like 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And then she is doing homework from then until dinner. And then sometimes after dinner till like 9-10 o'clock at night.
It's really sad. Like, they're not getting, I don't think they're getting the sleep they need to get, because they start in 20 minutes, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
They start so early. Lots of texts coming in. Those involved in sports and school, it gets tricky. Yes, it does. This one says, yes, it's crazy. My son is in middle school and he gets so much homework every single night, even on Fridays.
What is this, college?
Yeah, middle school. That's middle school.
That is insane.
This one says, I used to get a paper to take home daily, not a thick packet with more sheets than the days of the week. Okay, that's reasonable. I get that. This says, same here for my 5th and 9th graders. Sometimes we are still doing math homework at 10 p.m. at night. I don't know. I feel bad. It's like, let kids be kids, you know?
No kidding. I remember being in dance. I was on 3 dance teams in high school. Homework was, I would be like up till 10:30, 11 p.m. at night, and I would be running on like 5 hours of sleep during school. Sometimes I would take some classes and sleep during them. Don't take my advice, though.
Just a little nap. Just no big deal.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
Taylor Swift, she is officially in her Unbothered era. Her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, has been a massive success. It broke Adele's record for the most units sold in the first week. But some fans have been less than enchanted with this one. Instead of ignoring the criticism, Taylor has addressed it head on. She did an interview with Apple Music, and here's what she had to say.
I welcome the chaos. The rule of show business is, if it's the first week of my album release and you are saying either my name or my album title, you're helping.
She's like, it's fine. All publicity is good publicity, yeah, in her eyes. She also talked about how, you know, people can feel how they want about her music.
I have a lot of respect for people's subjective opinions on art. I'm not the art police. It's like, everybody is allowed to feel exactly how they want. And what our goal is as entertainers is to be a mirror.
What do you, what's your take on the album after having almost a week to listen to it? Are you a fan, or are you kind of still up in the air on it?
I think I'm a fan of certain songs. I mean, the whole album in its entirety, I really only listened to once, but I really am, the Fate of Ophelia is really growing on me. I love Wood. It's catchy. Some of the lyrics are a little raunchy. And I really love Wishlist. So those so far are my favorites. You?
It's really interesting to me. I think that no matter how you feel about her, Taylor Swift is the most scrutinized artist when it comes to new album releases. Mm-hmm. I've never seen another artist under more scrutiny about an album, one way or the other. Like, that is fact. I wish I could take credit for this. I thought it was brilliant. I saw someone post this this morning, and they said, tortured poets If you didn't like Tortured Poets Department, you were a happy person. If you don't like The Life of a Showgirl, you're a sad person. Like, that's just like the vibes.
Yes.
And Taylor's in her happy era right now. So to answer your question, I do like the album, but I do also understand why some of her fans don't. I think it's just like, where are you at? Like, what are you wanting to hear from her? And if you're wanting like the deepness and the sorrow and the reflectiveness, this album is about her being happy.
Yeah.
And so it's just a different thing. I don't fault anyone for, it's like she says, well, like, who's to say you're allowed to feel however you want to feel about an album.
I think I'm looking forward to, if there is one, just the album coming to life visually more, not just like a music video,
yeah,
but like seeing it on a stage and seeing how she envisions it there is what I'm looking forward to, because I love it when artists actually put their song into art form so that audiences can see.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Hopefully we get to see that sooner than later. Who knows? Also this morning, get ready for some happy little birds, some happy little trees. Dozens of original Bob Ross paintings are going up for auction to raise money for public television. These are the same fluffy clouds and happy little trees that fell in love with the joy of painting back in the 80s. Now, even though Bob Ross passed away in 1995, his legacy still lives on through his calm voice, that giant perm, and the endless reruns that are streaming everywhere. 30 of his paintings are going to be auctioned off starting November 11th to offset programming costs for public stations that lost their federal funding. So each piece is expected to sell for up to $50,000. So if you've ever wanted a piece of nostalgia, a peaceful nostalgia, really, you just need to open your wallet, or at least, you know, start saving your money for these ones.
When I think of Bob Ross, I just feel happy. I feel like comforted in my own little PBS home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, his voice. Some audio. His voice to me is one of the most calming voices out there. He's just like, oh.
Evergreen tree. He lives right there. Start with just touching the canvas. Use just the corner of the brush, just the corner, and begin pushing, making the bristles bend slightly downward.
I feel like I needed Bob Ross at Animation Academy at Disneyland.
Yeah, seriously. I love that he always said there are no mistakes, just happy little overspending moments. Like, he's just, I don't know. That's like the energy I need in my life.
Yes.
Finally, this morning, if you've been holding out for holiday deals, October is quietly the best month to shop before the chaos of November hits. Retail experts say this is when stores start dropping Black Friday level prices without the stampedes, without the website crashes, and electronics are big right now. Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, they're running major discounts on laptops, TVs, smart devices. They say cookware and small appliances are also slashed up to 50%, like Targets and Costco, just in time for holiday cooking. So I know you're looking for that rice cooker. This is the time,
yes,
they say, to buy it. Fashion fans, also, it's your time. Fall clothes, boots, jackets, they're already discounted before the winter stuff already hits the racks. And don't sleep on those summer clearances. Retailers are practically paying you to take their swimsuits. And you know how long pool season lasts around here. You could get some really good deals. So basically, they're saying this month is the calm before the Black Friday storm. You're going to save money. You're going to skip the chaos. And you're going to get it done before everyone else. And that is the Hot 3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Sadie's in the morning. You know that moment when an employee just kind of vanishes, like no text, no call, just gone? Or have you ever been that employee where you were like, you know what? I'm done here. This job, not going to work. 702-364-9400. Amelia is on the phone. This is wild, Amelia. You got to tell everyone what you told us. Like, you're in a weird situation and you kind of want some advice on what you should do. What's going on?
Well, hey, good morning. And so here's the thing. I actually own a small party decorating business, and the weirdest thing happened to me on the job this past weekend, and I really need to get some perspective on it.
Okay, go over this, because it is wild. What happened?
I was decorating a Sweet 16, and I actually hired this guy, like, to help along, like a roadie. And he assembled stuff. He would break it all down at the end of the night. And he was doing a great job the first time around, you know, because it's not like a full-time position. But, you know, I like to think I pay well. And he told me he was grateful to have the work. It's just in the middle of the job, he told one of my other employees that he was going to go smoke a cigarette, and he just never came back.
Like, oh, my God.
That's so crazy. He just left.
He just left. Someone outside told me an Uber picked him up and that he just, like, split.
So what, like, at this point, now your question is, what do you do? Like, did you reach out to him, or have you just, like, not said anything?
Well, I called him a few times. It went straight to voicemail. And, you know, now I'm wondering if I got to try to find him and see if, you know, I did something wrong, or should I leave this alone? And, you know, I got to ask what you guys think I should do.
What do you guys think? Does she like go above and beyond and try to track this guy down, make sure everything's okay, make sure she didn't do anything? Do you just kind of chalk it up to, well, that didn't work out? 702-364-9400. And have you ever just thought, you know what, I am done with this? Amelia, I have to ask you, when he said he was going to smoke, was he acting strange before that, or was he just like totally normal?
I mean, no more strange than somebody coming in on a weekend to help me out with a job, I guess. He just seemed like a typical guy.
That is so bizarre. Like, I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, but personally, I just think, like, with that stuff, Amelia, you said the first time was great. Was this his second time and then he split with you?
Yeah.
Random. I mean, the cards have been shown with this guy. I think just drop him, honestly. He's kind of shown his true colors. But at the same time, I want to be empathetic and think, okay, maybe something personal is going down in his life. Maybe try one more time. After that, he ain't worth your time anymore.
I wonder if something happened where he just, like, had enough. I mean, I'm not condoning what he did, Amelia, but I've walked off of a job before, and it was just like, This is not for me. I got a job at Costco. I was a teenager. I thought I was supposed to be a cashier, but then they had me boxing. And at the time, I didn't understand the way that it worked, the hierarchy.
Okay.
That you had to start somewhere. I just thought, hey, boom, I'm going to be a cashier. So I'm boxing, and the cashier that I'm boxing for was so mean. She was just screaming at me. And it was embarrassed. And it was in front of employees. And it was literally my first day. I was just like, if this is a sign of what this job is, I'm out. So I literally went on my lunch break and I never came back.
That is so crazy.
I just left. There's no point to this. And looking back, I wish I would have handled it differently. I wish I would have at least told them, hey, this isn't working out. But I just literally walked off the job and it was probably not the right way to handle things. But, you know. I was a teenager.
It was over. Your mental health is much more important.
Alfie, hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I think Amelia should just kind of let her HR department handle this one. Unless she owes the man any money or she's due to, like, seek him so that she doesn't get into any legal trouble, she should just let that one walk away and call it a blessing in disguise.
Yes. It sounds like this is her own company, so I don't know that she has an HR department. She has her own HR department. A lot of people are saying, do not look for him. He left for a reason. This one says, leave it alone. I wish I did that with my last job. Someone just texted here saying, I helped a friend get a job at a daycare. She left for lunch break and never returned. When they tried calling her, she changed her voicemail to say, and if this is name of daycare, I quit.
Stop!
Wow.
That is brilliant.
Have you ever walked off of a job before?
I haven't, but I have a friend who's a wedding planner, and she was pregnant at the time, and she had an assistant. And her assistant, I think she was like maybe two or three weddings in, and her assistant, in the middle of the wedding, I guess she was so overwhelmed with all of the duties she had to do. She actually texted my friend. She left. She said, I'm so sorry. I'm on the verge of a panic attack. I needed to go. Obviously, she's not going to like keep her there if she's having mental health issues, but she straight up couldn't handle the job.
She was just done.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, credit to wedding planners, but man, that is a lot of work.
Oh my gosh. I would never sign up for that one. I do not have the patience for that. They are like angels in disguise. Mm-hmm. Speaking of angels, Angelica, hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We're talking about walking off the job. Have you been in that situation, or maybe you were on the other end of it?
It happens all the time. I run a restaurant, bussers, dishwashers, cooks, and the stories they come up with to just walk out the door, or they just walk out the door.
Really? Like, what kind of stories have you heard?
I've heard, I have to pick something up. My so-and-so is on the corner. I'll be right back. The same thing, the cigarette story. I'm going to go out and smoke a cigarette. Let me grab something from my car. Whatever the case may be.
And they just don't show up. Then they leave and they never come back again.
And they never come back.
Do you look for them afterwards? Do you call them or do you just say,
I call them. I send a text out. It's something to that nature. Like, hey, what happened? You know, can we fix it? You know, whatever. But yeah, 90% of the time I don't get a response.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be frustrating as the boss. Let's wrap this up with Dino. Dino, have you just left a job before?
Yes, I have. I was working maybe 20 years ago in Covina, California. I went in for a part-time job and there was a huge, huge bin of rats. And I had to get the rats and move them into other containers to take them to pet stores.
Oh.
And you couldn't use gloves because they would you would squeeze them too hard. And they knew if you were afraid or scared. I stuck my hand in, picked up a couple rats, and they just went off on me.
Oh my gosh! I would quit then too!
Not the job for me. I went to lunch and never came back, never collected my paycheck, never contacted the company again. And it was like, good riddance.
Yeah, you're like, you keep the money. I have to commend you for even attempting that. The second I would find out what I had to do, I would be so gone.
Anything with animals other than dogs, even cats, I can't do. So
oh,
I'd be like,
wow.
No, but rats, that's off the list.
Oh, man. I hope you figure out what happened, but it sounds like this is a pretty normal thing, unfortunately.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Heather, you're caller 20.
I'm so excited.
Let's do this. We've got your Jonas Brothers tickets right now. They got your name all over them, Heather. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. Have you heard the Mega Minute before? You know how it works?
Yes, every morning I get it right in my car.
Oh, gosh. So this is going to bode well for you. You've had a lot of practice. I think we're going to have a winner today. Let's do this, Heather.
Okay.
All right, Heather, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or okay. If you get one wrong, and if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What U.S. state is Chicago located in?
Illinois.
Yes, Lannister and Stark are two major families on what TV show?
Game of Thrones.
Yes, according to the saying, what type of fruit keeps the doctor away?
Apple.
Yes, Lady Gaga starred alongside Bradley Cooper in what movie?
A Star is Born.
Yes, Flo is the TV personality for what insurance company?
Oh, Progressive.
Yes, Nicole Kidman filed for divorce from what celebrity?
Oh, Keith Urban.
Yes, who does the wolf dress up as in Little Red Riding Hood?
Grandma.
Yes, in what piece can move in any direction but only one square at a time?
Pond.
No, what is the name for a rapid flow of snow down a steep slope?
Avalanche.
Yes. What band is known for their hits "Sucker" and "Burning Up"?
Oh crap! NSYNC.
Pat. No. Oh, that was the Jonas Brothers, actually.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's all good. All good. You know what? It happens. And you did so well. Honestly, you were good up until that chess question. In chess, what piece can move in any direction but only one square at a time? That's the king. The king can move any which way but just one square at a time. Pawn was a good guess, but yeah, they can only move diagonal if they're kicking someone off and then forwards. But yeah, and then the Jonas Brothers, they sing "Sucker" and "Burning Up." That means no winner today for the Mega Minute. What a bummer. I thought we had it. You did a great job, Heather, but caller 20 right now, you're getting these tickets, two of them, to see the Jonas Brothers, MGM Grand Garden Arena, November 29th. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
If you have ever just stared at your inbox and thought, I am just going to pretend to work at this point, you are definitely not alone. A new study says the average American office worker spends more than half the day, 51% to be exact, doing nothing but busy work. That's stuff like reading and writing emails, searching for files, copy and pasting data, just sitting through endless meetings that could have been emails in the first place. It's not just boring, it's stressful. And 85% of workers say repetitive tasks trigger stress multiple times a week. And they're a huge driver of burnout. And the good news is that AI might actually help with some of this nonsense. A quarter of workers say they want better like data management. So 19% want some help with their emails. 18% want help with automated forms. So that's where AI may come into play and actually help relieve some of that.
I'm so for it when it comes to stuff like this to help benefit, like a sidekick of some sort. Replacing jobs is one thing, but helping with your job is another. And that's why I love to use ChatGPT sometimes. It's like, I'm in a stumped creatively. Help me, ChatGPT.
I do like it for those aspects, but, and I read an article about this yesterday, people are starting to talk like they're ChatGPTs because they're using it so much. Like they're not able to formulate an email on their own. They're not able to come up with an argument on their own. They're not able to come up with ideas on their own. And they're all depending on ChatGPT for it. And now it's making us talk like our ChatGPTs and using words that the ChatGPT uses that we would never use. And that's what I'm afraid of, because I even notice it in like emails from my friends and stuff. I'm like, I could tell that was a ChatGPT email or whatever. And it's fine. Like it gets a point across, but I just think it takes the personality out of a lot of things. And that's what concerns me.
The thing that makes me upset is when I'm talking to Siri, or what is it? The text, the speak to text, and I'm cursing. I'm like, bleep this person, and it says, duck you.
Oh, it's like, come on. You should know me by now. I use the F word.
I know, come on. And then when I say, hi, it's Steph, my Siri or whatever, my phone thinks I'm Steve. I'm like, come on, you know I'm Steph.
I know. I noticed that it changes your name to Steve a lot in mine, too, and I have to go back and fix that. Let's talk to Jessica. Jessica, we're talking about ChatGPT. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I feel like the jobs that it's replacing are real jobs. I mean, so many executives have executive assistants, administrative assistants, people who manage their schedules, and they do that at a high level. That's like their profession. And so when AI is replacing it, they may be missing some of the innuendos, like they like to have meetings in the morning or so on and so forth. And so you're losing that personal connection.
Yeah, there's such a human aspect that we're forgetting about here. And yeah, it can take you from point A to point B, but it doesn't necessarily take you the right way. I totally agree with you, Jessica. It's just, I think we got to be really careful with it. It's getting to the point where it's starting to freak me out a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Also this morning, if you are a parent, a kid, or just someone who appreciates a full-size Snickers, this one is for you. Next door, they just brought back their annual treat map, which is the ultimate Halloween guide for candy hunters this Halloween. So basically from now through October 31st, you can drop a pin to show your neighbors if you're handing out candy or if you have really cool decorations. You can even add notes like, hey, we have king-size candy bars or whatever, or beware of the jump scares. Have you seen those like decorations where it like jumps out at you?
Yes!
And the reaction? Though I hate those.
And
I hate those.
This is brilliant because if you're giving me a warning that your house has it, I know to avoid your house.
Yes, exactly. It's an easy way to plan your trick-or-treat route and find the best houses without just kind of aimlessly wandering. But basically it's like Halloween with GPS. So you can drop a pin on that on your Nextdoor app. Go nextdoor.com/treat map. Finally this morning, today is National Pet Obesity Awareness Day, which sounds cute until you realize up to 60% of cats and dogs are overweight. 35% of pet owners admit that their dogs could lose a few pounds, and 54% say they just can't resist when those puppy eyes beg for treats. But here's where it gets wild. This new poll found a third of pet owners would actually consider putting their pet on Ozempic, the same weight loss drug that humans use, if it gets approved for animals. They're even calling it Petzempic. It hasn't been FDA approved yet, but vets say they'd prescribe it if it's proven safe. So until then, maybe just feed them less, go on more walks, stuff like that. But would you, if Momo started to put on the pounds and the doctor said, hey, want to put Momo on Ozempic, would you do it?
I would go through all my options first. I would make sure that he's on a good diet. And then if exercise isn't working, I would. But it's so funny because yesterday I was at the dog park and I overheard this dog mom go, yeah, my pug is 1 pound overweight. The vet told me my pug needs to lose a pound. And it's so funny because it's like, dang, I wish I could just, my doctor could just be like, you just need to lose 1 pound.
1 pound.
That's
odd.
It.
And then you'll be perfect.
Yes.
It's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever felt something that maybe you just couldn't explain? Like maybe a door opened, it's creaked open, and you're like, wait, there's nobody there. Or maybe you like heard someone whispering your name and there was no one there. I feel like sometimes there's these things that happen to us that there's no logic can explain it, but it's like there's paranormal activity going on around here. And that's the kind of energy that the El Cortez Hotel and Casino is kind of leaning into right now. Obviously, it's October. Halloween is coming up. And El Cortez, have you been before?
I have been inside like the casino, but I've never been into like the hotel part.
I haven't either. It's not just any hotel. It's the oldest one in Las Vegas. So it's right there on Fremont since 1941. And if you just think about what those walls have seen, I'm sure mobsters and hidden deals and probably a lot of stories that should not be told. But now they are looking for someone to spend an entire weekend inside tracking down ghosts. And they'll pay you good money to do it. $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So the person they pick will have ghost hunting tools. Like they'll give them, where's the list? EMF meters.
Right.
EVP recorders. Thermal sensors. You'll walk down the hallways at night and walk past the flickering slot machines and the creaky staircases, knowing that this place has just decades of history soaked into the walls. I guess people have said they've seen some weird stuff there before. Shadowy figures by the elevators. The people have said that they hear footsteps above them when there's no one there. And even like just that cold rush of air that you'll sometimes walk into a cold spot and you're like, yes. Ooh, what was that? First of all, would you take this challenge? Would you do it? For $5,000, I would certainly think about it. Secondly, have you ever experienced some sort of paranormal activity where you were like, something is off, there's someone in the room with me, I just saw something that I cannot explain? Who has experienced that before? 702-364-9400. Or maybe you have just had a real like ghostly type experience. Has any of that ever happened to you?
I don't even know where to begin. I have so many stories. And I think this was happening prime time of when my dad was learning to become a psychic medium. So his powers were like kind of out of control because he's trying to figure out how to hone in on them. One specific moment that I'll remember is he picked me up from school. I was in high school. I was about 16 years old. He asked me how my day was. And I said, unfortunately, one of my best friend's aunt passed away suddenly. They don't know why. She was just found passed away. And all of a sudden he had to pull over because it's as if the aunt was speaking through him.
Oh my gosh.
His left hand started to go around like this, twirling, and he was starting to talk like her, like in a Filipino accent. He started bawling. He started crying. He said, please, please tell my family I'm so sorry I had to leave suddenly. Please tell them I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then all of a sudden, it's as if like he came back and he stopped crying and he goes, yeah, that was her speaking through me.
Oh my gosh, I would have freaked out. I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, like, why did I pick you as my dad?
Oh my gosh, Victoria. Hey, good morning.
Morning, love.
Hey, what paranormal activity have you experienced?
So I did the haunted tour at Bonnie Springs in 2015.
Did you see anything weird?
Oh, yeah. I have video of it. It was a proper tour. The teddy bear voice box was talking back and telling some people to leave the room. I saw a cowboy 6 feet off the floor, and then I was physically sick because it entered my body.
Oh my gosh! You threw up?
Yeah. And that's one of the signs when there's something that goes through your body when you're haunting things. Oh. They make you sick.
Whoa. So I didn't drink too much that night. It was just a ghost entering my body.
Blame it on the ghost, no. Not the tequila.
Oh my gosh, that scares me. Like paranormal stuff really does scare me. Micah, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. When I was a kid, we used to, our house backed up to the old cemetery. And the new cemetery was just across the street from it. And so when I would be playing, I'm going to date myself here. I'd be on the floor playing with my G.I. Joes. And my dresser was behind me. And the shelves, it would like stack up and you'd have your stuffies on there.
Yeah.
And this was just like a regular thing where they would fall off. And you're just like sitting down there playing. And when it would fall off, it was like my brain knew this was not normal. Oh. And I would just freeze up. And to top this whole situation off is in my closet is where they would lift up the hatch to go under the house to work on the pipes, and there's just dirt down there. I didn't really miss that house.
No. Was this like on the east side of town?
No, this is in Lamar, Colorado.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. That is frightening. Okay. We're going to take some more of your calls. when did you experience paranormal activity? And also, I have a list of some of the most haunted places here in Las Vegas.
Oh, I'm scared.
Like, have you been to any of these places? And what did you experience? Your calls and that coming up next. It's Mix 94.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about the El Cortez and the one brave soul that is going to spend the weekend inside the oldest and supposedly the most haunted hotel in Las Vegas, chasing ghosts for $5,000. What's going on in there? And have you ever experienced some sort of paranormal activity? Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to you?
My husband, we lived in Georgia, and he was deployed, and my kids were asleep, so I was the only one awake, and I was going to bed, and I got nudged in the back in between my shoulder blades.
Just, like, pushed?
Yeah, it was not, like, a really hard push, but enough to for me to feel it and kind of move a little bit.
I just got goosebumps all over my arms. Oh, did it freak you out? Did you feel a sense of calm? Did you know what it was?
I did not know what it was. I surprisingly did not feel scared or threatened. I said out loud, I said, okay, I'm going to bed now.
Yeah.
And I went to bed and that was it.
I think that ghosts just really want to be acknowledged, you know, that they're there. And you have to tell them, like, do not follow me. You're not allowed to follow me. I told you guys about my experience with ghosts. I was the biggest skeptic, you guys. I'm just like, no, there's no way. People are just trying to freak me out. And I did a story at Fox Ridge Park, and we brought out a tarot card reader, and we had ghost hunters, and they were picking up on a voice with their little machinery saying, go, go. And we're like, oh. And then when we did the tarot card reading, and the video's on YouTube, like it's on our YouTube page. I posted it there because I've had so many people asking it, about it. When we're doing the tarot card reading, it's not windy at all. And one of the cards, literally, you see it on camera. Swear to God, no tricks. Just poof. It just flipped.
What?
And it was enough to freak me out. And our cameraman was really freaked out too. So as we're leaving, like I could feel the tears welling up. I just felt a weird feeling.
Yeah.
And he's like, ghosts, you have to stay here. And then I started saying that. I'm like, you guys cannot follow us. Stay here. Stay here. And then I started saying, like, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Like, I was really scared.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine, especially as a skeptic. And you're like, okay, now I'm starting to think otherwise.
Yeah,
right?
It was really bizarre. Let's talk to JJ. Have you ever experienced paranormal activity, JJ?
Yes, plenty. And, the one that I would like to share is just my wife is basically a psychic and a medium. And when her gifts was just coming in, it was like years ago, she was starting to channel and spirits. And there was this one time she was making noise and she was channeling, but she couldn't really, I can tell something was different. And what I realized was that she was taken by a spirit that was not of the light.
Oh.
And she was basically just, she took, I started basically trying to exorcise the spirit out of her. I took the smudge spray, sprayed it on her. I started lighting sage, opened the window and just trying to like, and started putting on a SoundCloud this chant, Om Mani Padme Hum. And I started chanting and saying, you have to go. You are not welcome here. Go. You need to leave now. And it was very intense. And I put a crystal on her. She picked it up and threw it. Like, it was insane. But afterwards was when I realized my wife was saying that it was some really bad thoughts, like, or she was hearing some really horrible things, like I'm gonna break all his bones on his body.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know, it was crazy. And she couldn't do anything, but she was just taken over. And when I sprayed the smudge spray on her, she said that it burned.
Can you get that at like Costco? Where do you get that?
Yeah, we need smudge spray everywhere we go.
I need that in case of an emergency. JJ, wow. I'm glad everything was okay and that you had the right mind to do stuff like that. I think I would cry and run away.
Yeah,
you know?
Same.
Okay, we're running out of time, but I want to talk to Belkis and then I'll quickly give you some of the most haunted spots in Las Vegas. Belkis, good morning. What happened?
So I had a relative who had passed away. I obviously wasn't there when she transitioned over, but when I got home and I woke up that morning, I saw a black shadow right next to my bed, and I felt to myself like, okay, she transitioned over. That was my sign.
Like you immediately knew. Sometimes you just feel it in your soul, right?
I immediately knew. And then when I looked at my phone, her best friend sent me a message of an emoji of a butterfly of when she transitioned.
Oh.
I was like, okay, that's a confirmation. But here's another one, really short. In North Las Vegas, the Palm Mortuary Cemetery. So my family is resting there. So I go and I visit and I clean their site and everything. And so I was like, you know, I was just admiring of how well-maintained they have it there, right? And I was just like, you know, let me walk around because you never know. I may be interested in resting there too one day. So I'm walking around in an area that I admired so much from afar. But one day I was just walking and I was like, okay, let me just walk and just admire and how wonderful it is and everyone resting. All of a sudden, I feel like nauseous. And the thoughts in my mind, like as if someone was telling me, get out. Why are you here? Get out. And I called my relative's best friend and I said, I feel so nauseous. She's like, where are you? And I told her and she's like, you need to tell them to not follow you. And I kept saying, do not follow me. You are not welcome. You do not follow me. You stay right here. I'm so sorry. And I never went back to that area ever again.
That was not your spot. That was not your spot. Oh my my gosh.
I wish I could tell some people you are not welcome here that are humans.
Just to never come back around you.
Don't.
Have you heard of the Red Fox House?
No.
Here in town, Red Fox, the Sanford and Son actor?
Yes.
He used to live here and he owned a house and it became a realty office. And I guess he lost the house to the IRS and they say it's haunted, that he haunts it. Like doors open and close, the lights flicker, and his spirit is angry about all the renovations and the changes that they made to the house.
Stop.
Yeah, that's one. There's a place called the La Palazza Mansion, which they call Satan's Mansion.
Stop.
It's in Scotch 80s, and they say that it has like secret rooms, and a lot of people feel like they've heard growls and hissing voices. There's a lot of haunted places around here. It's crazy.
Oh my God, I'm freaked out just by hearing these stories.
All right, let's do it. It's time to win, time to play Heads Up. Your tickets right now to see Louis Tomlinson. Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. He's going on a solo tour, the How Did We Get Here World Tour at Resorts World, June 13th next year. Your tickets right now when you win Heads Up. Pick your category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Ashley, you're caller 20. Are you ready to play some Heads Up?
Yes, we are.
Oh, who's we? Who's helping you out today?
Me, I'm London, and I'm with my mom.
Hi, London. All right. Ashley, London, let's do this, guys. Let's get you tickets to see Louis Tomlinson. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Playing with Fire, Sneakerhead, or Checkmate?
Playing with Fire. Let's do that.
Playing with Fire? Okay, Fire Prevention Day is tomorrow. These are all things associated with fire. Okay, guys?
Okay.
All right, let's do this. We just need six in 60 seconds.
All right, guys, your Heads Up, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You light one of these to start a fire. Light a what?
Fire.
Matches, yes. This is Yankee makes these. They're made of wax. They have a wick.
A candle.
Yes. This is where you make s'mores. You sit around one of these to make.
Fire.
Yes. This is. Oh, there's. There's too much gray stuff of this. I'm choking on it.
Oh.
Yes. These are like little bricks that you use during your barbecue.
Cool.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. This is like a moth to a what?
A what?
Like a moth to a what?
Flame.
Yes, flame is right. Ashley and London, great job, you guys! Congratulations.
Thank you.
You.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
If you are a first-time homebuyer in Vegas, brace yourself, guys. Starter home prices have hit record highs across the valley. Even as more of them are hitting the market, there's a new report out from Redfin, and it says that Las Vegas had the biggest year-over-year jump in starter home listings in the entire country.
What?
Yeah, up nearly 43% from last year.
Nice.
So that beats out places like Miami, like Seattle. And now they're defining a starter home as anything on the lower end of the price range. And in Vegas, that still means the average price is $344,000.
Mm.
So that, you know, that does not make a lot of people motivated to go out and buy a home. Experts say our market is shifting fast from a seller's market to a buyer's market. There are more sellers than buyers right now. So with rents dropping thanks to new apartment bills, a lot of first-timer buyers are just choosing to rent instead. It's cheaper. It's short-term to pay rent on a one-bedroom than a mortgage on a condo. So yeah, it's just getting real complicated out there.
As someone who's never bought a home, home. I don't plan on buying a home anytime soon, but I think like where we're at right now with the rent that we pay for two bedrooms, it's not bad. But there's when people ask me like, oh, well, when do you guys want to plan on having a family? Honestly, when I can afford a home. So they kind of go hand in hand when it comes to me and James.
It's tough. Like, do you think, shoot, I should have bought one last year because it was, you know, and then maybe like, do you think that now? Like, well, maybe we should try to buy this year. It's easier said than done, though. It's like, I think you could still raise a family in an apartment,
true,
you know, and,
yeah,
and that's an option and save your money to for a down payment. But everybody wants all of the work parts to be perfect. And sometimes you got to just say, okay, we're going to skip this one and just go with it. It's just hard.
Yeah, that might happen. Honestly, we might raise a baby in an apartment and that's totally fine with us.
When I lived in an apartment, I had a family of like four living in the apartment, the building right next to me. Like they were all the 2 and 3 bedrooms and the one next to me. And man, those kids had it good. They had playgrounds. They had pools. They were riding their bikes all over the place. They had a great time.
Yeah, honestly, it's hard for me to move into a home when I have all the amenities like a gym and a pool and a tub, stuff like that.
There are good sides to that. Also this morning, Wicked for Good tickets, they're officially on sale. You guys, fans are losing it. The highly anticipated sequel with Ariana Grande as Glinda and Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba. They are selling those passes. And if the new trailer is any indication, we're in for an emotional finale. I teared up watching it. It's so good. The clip shows everything from Glinda's wedding to a reunion with Elphaba, plus the two singing for good, which, oh my gosh, did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm such a fake fan, but I've seen the, is it the trailer that came out a couple weeks ago? Or are you talking about there's a new one? There's a new one and I missed it. Okay.
It's, you gotta watch it. It's so good.
I am so excited for this. Like, I don't think, like, sorry, Halloween, sorry, Christmas. Wicked for Good is on my, like, the end of the year bucket list of just, thank God this is wrapped up in a bow. The first one is incredible. I hope that they're nominated for awards, honestly, because I know the first part didn't get it. But hopefully now that the second part is, they were nominated, but they didn't win much.
Right.
Now, the second one, that this one is out, I really hope that they get something from it.
It looks incredible. But yeah, buy your tickets now. They are on sale now. Don't wait last minute where you're like trying to scramble and you have to sit in the front row at the movie theater, you know.
Yeah.
Tickets are available for early screening starting November 17th for Amazon Prime members, and the official release hits theaters November 21st. Yeah, between the Oscar nominations, the vocals, the emotional payoff, I think this is going to be one of the biggest movies of the year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really good. Finally, this morning, you might want to rethink that political bumper sticker. A new study has found that those stickers can make you a target for road rage. Researchers had hundreds of volunteers watch driving simulations where cars cut them off or they drove poorly, and people were much more likely to honk or yell if the car had a bumper sticker supporting a politician or a viewpoint that they didn't agree with. So if it was a sticker that they did agree with, it didn't make any difference. You're still just as likely to honk. But if it clashed with their beliefs, or out came the horn, the yelling, probably the finger. So basically, even if you are like proudly representing your favorite candidate, just know you might be doubling your chances of getting honked at in traffic.
Yeah. All bumper stickers are kind of distracting to me because think about the ones that like have the stick figure families. Like, I'm like, oh my God, there's a dog. There's two little girls. Are those twins? And I'm so distracted by bumper stickers. I'm looking into their cars to see if it matches the stickers and stuff. Like, anything that has bumper stickers are just distracting to me.
I saw one last week that made me laugh. It said, honk if you love quiet. And I don't know why, but I just thought it was so funny.
I was
like, oh, honk, and I was like, oh, it's so loud.
It's so funny. It's so opposite of what it's trying to say.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Tonight, the Golden Knights are back. Season opener against the Kings.
Woo!
I'm so excited. Hockey is officially back. Mitch Marner is going to put on his new threads for the first time tonight as a Vegas Golden Knight. So very, very much looking forward to a brand new season. I feel like all the sports are lining up, you know, baseball playoffs. Aces play tonight. Golden Knights play tonight. You've got football season happening. It is a good day to be a sports fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm so looking forward to the Golden Knights and the Aces. I'll probably be going back and forth between the two games. But it's funny because I was actually talking to a listener who was bringing it back before the Golden Knights came here. Or maybe it was like right in 2017 when they first got here. And how he underestimated the Vegas Golden Knights badly. I actually have him on the line, and I want him to admit what he told me.
What? So underestimated, like, just hockey being successful here?
The Golden Knights specifically.
Oh, I honestly, didn't we all underestimate the Golden Knights? I mean, I was kind of like, oh, okay, let's see how this goes. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Good. So Steph is calling you out. What happened?
So me and my buddy Sean, we're season ticket holders whenever we can be. We've had USC season tickets. I've been a season ticket holder to the Clippers in L.A. And then we moved here and we're like, dude, we need to be season ticket holders. And we went to the open house at T-Mobile. We sat in the seats in section 119, $55 each. And we're like, dude, do you want to come and watch these bums lose like every single game? Expansion teams never win anything.
Oh, no.
And we said, nah, F this. We're going to be Raiders season ticket holders.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
And now, like, I can't even give these out to trick-or-treaters.
Nick, I feel you. We have Raiders season tickets, too. And I'm like, does anyone want to go to this Titans game? Like, no one wants the tickets.
No, like my kids are like, do we have to go this weekend? I couldn't sell them.
Aww.
We gotta go.
They're gonna turn it around eventually, but yeah, bad call on the Golden Knights. I mean, but honestly, I feel your pain, Nick. I feel it because I think we were all like, it's, you know, their first year. Give them some patience. Remember that person who wrote that article just saying how terrible they were gonna be?
Really?
And then Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, it was straight out of a Disney movie. And I hope they make a Disney movie about them. That was just like a fairy tale season. And it was at a time that we needed it. Like, it was just, yeah, crazy. So, Nick, I totally get it. Have you ever like underestimated something and you were like, you were so off base? Mm-hmm. You look back now and you're like, oh, man, if only I would not have done that, or if only I would have given them more credit. Have you ever done that before?
Yes, I did it to my football team, the Chargers. I will never forget when Justin Herbert, he was our rookie quarterback, and when it was his first game he ever played was the second game of his rookie season. So he got pulled in. He's like, all right, Justin, you're up. And right when that moment happened, I was like, oh no, the Chargers were cooked. This rookie quarterback, what are we going to do? And everyone's like, he did so well in Oregon. Like, give him a chance. I'm like, I don't know, you guys. Now look at him. He's like one of the most passing yards from a quarterback in the league right now. It's just like, I just should have given him more time.
You just don't know. Like, most of us cannot predict the future, you know? And so you can't beat yourself up on stuff like that. But I think that we've all been there where it's like you had to eat your words, you know, afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's how I was with pickleball. I'm like, who are these losers playing pickleball? What the heck?
What is this fake tennis match?
Oh my gosh, I love pickleball. It is so much fun. The people are so nice out there. I'm like, I just thought it was like a bunch of like retirees with their visors on hitting a wiffle ball around. And then I go out there and I get destroyed by these same seniors that I saw out there. They're so good. But I totally underestimated that one. Like, that I thought was ridiculous. And now I'm a fan. I was so off base on that.
Do you have your own paddles and everything now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Oh my God.
Nice ones too. I mean, we bought the good kind. My husband's paddle is like $350.
Oh my God. Do you bejewel yours in Mertz? No. Miss Mertz, see me at the pickleball course this weekend.
No, but it is Tiffany blue and it is very, very cute. I get compliments on my paddle all the time.
I won't make fun of you, okay? Because I can see myself getting into it in a couple years.
It's amazing. It's fixed. 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.